This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Fabrazyme, open bracket Fabrazyme, agalsidase beta RCH, agalsidase beta RCH, 5.5, N. 35 mg per milliliter, powder for concentrate for solution for infusion. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Fabrazyme. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your treating physician has weighed the risks of you or your child taking Fabrazyme against the benefits they expect it will have. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your treating physician or nurse. Keep this leaflet. You may need to read it again. What Fabrazyme is used for? Fabrazyme is used as enzyme replacement therapy in Fabry's disease, a disease in which the level of an enzyme called alpha-galactosidase is lower than normal. How it works? Patients with Fabry's disease do not produce enough of their own enzyme, alpha-galactosidase. The reduced alpha-galactosidase activity in patients results in the accumulation of substances called glycosphingolipids, predominantly globotriacylceramide, GL3 in a number of cell types and tissues. Fabrazyme is an enzyme replacement therapy that is intended to restore a level of enzyme activity sufficient to remove the accumulated substances and to prevent further accumulation. Before you are given Fabrazyme, when you or your child must not be given it. Do not take Fabrazyme if you have a known, severe, life-threatening allergic reaction to Fabrazyme. Any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Skin rash, itching, or hives. If you are not sure whether you or your child should have Fabrazyme, talk to your treating physician or nurse. Before you or your child are given it, tell your treating physician if your child is under 8 years of age and has been prescribed Fabrazyme. Safety in children below the age of 8 years has not been studied. If your child has been prescribed Fabrazyme, you may wish to discuss this with your child's treating physician. Tell your treating physician if you or your child have reacted to previous treatments with Fabrazyme. Tell your treating physician if you or your child have allergies to any other medicines, any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your treating physician if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. There is no information available regarding the use of Fabrazyme in pregnant women. Your treating physician will discuss the possible risks and benefits of having Fabrazyme during pregnancy. Tell your treating physician if you are breastfeeding. Fabrazyme is not recommended for use when breastfeeding as it is not known whether Fabrazyme passes into breast milk. If there is a need to consider using Fabrazyme while you are breastfeeding, your treating physician will discuss with you the benefits and risks of using it. Taking other medicines. Tell your treating physician or nurse if you or your child are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. No studies have been carried out between Fabrazyme and other medicines. However, some medicines and Fabrazyme may interfere with each other. Tell your treating physician or nurse if you or your child are using other medicines, as these medicines may be affected by Fabrazyme or may affect how well it works. You or your child may need different amounts of these medicines, or different medicines may need to be taken. Your treating physician or nurse will advise you and decide whether or not to give you or your child the medicine. How Fabrazyme is given. The recommended dosage for Fabrazyme is 1 mg per kilogram of body weight once every 2 weeks. Fabrazyme will be given to you or your child directly into the vein, intravenously by a trained healthcare professional in a hospital or a clinic. The treating physician or nurse will decide on the dose that is most suitable. They will also tell you how long it will take to give the medicine. It may take several hours. If you are given too much, overdose. There have been no reported overdoses of Fabrazyme. Your treating physician is trained to work out the correct dose and to contact the Australian Poisons Information Centre, telephone 131126, or the New Zealand National Poison Centre, telephone 0800 Poison. or 0800764766. In case of an overdose, things you or your child must do. Keep appointments with your treating physician or clinic. It is important to have the Fabrazyme infusion at the appropriate times to make sure the medicine has the best chance of providing treatment for the condition. After having Fabrazyme, have any tests when your treating physician says to. Your treating physician may wish to test you or your child's body's response to Fabrazyme to make sure that it is working. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Fabrazyme affects you. The effect of Fabrazyme on your ability to drive the car or operate machinery has not been studied. Make sure that you know how you react to Fabrazyme before you drive the car or operate machinery or do anything else that may be dangerous. If you are dizzy, lightheaded, tight, or drowsy. Side effects. Tell your treating physician or nurse as soon as possible if you or your child do not feel well after having Fabrazyme. Fabrazyme may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. Ask your treating physician or nurse to answer any questions you may have. Tell your treating physician or pharmacist if you notice any of the following and they worry you. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or coughing, difficulty breathing. Local reaction around the injection site such as redness, itchiness, tenderness, pain, or discomfort, warmth, burning, or stinging, swelling, or the formation of hard lumps, or scars. Itchy rash, hives, itching, or rash. Flushing, or redness of the skin. Pale skin. Headaches. Chest pain. Soreness, aching muscles, muscle tenderness, weakness, not caused by exercise, shaking, or pins and needles. Stomach ache. Increase or decrease in your heartbeat. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat. Difficulty swallowing. Nausea, vomiting, sleepiness, dizziness and lightheadedness. Runny nose. Other side effects not listed above may occur in some patients. Tell your treating physician if you notice anything making you feel unwell when you are taking or soon after you have finished taking Fabrazyme. Storing Fabrazyme. Fabrazyme will be stored in the hospital or clinic pharmacy. Fabrazyme will be used immediately after it has been prepared for infusion. Product description. What it looks like. Fabrazyme is a white to off-white powder before it is prepared for infusion and a clear, colorless solution after it has been prepared for infusion. Ingredients. Active ingredient. Agalsidase beta. Other ingredients. Mannitol. Monobasic sodium phosphate monohydrate. Dibasic sodium phosphate heptahydrate. Supplied by. In Australia this product is registered by. Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Talavera Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Australia. Toll free number. Medical information. 1-800-818-806. Email. medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. OSTAR 82755. AN. OSTAR 94000. Fabrazyme is a registered trademark of Genzyme Corporation, USA. This leaflet was prepared in August 2019. Fabacy CDSV Forkmiv 2-16 Org 19.